Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Tom Watkins, U.S. China and Education Consultant, and he is ready to head back to China, taking another trip. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Ni hao, Jack.
How many visits for you now to mainland China?
Well, I think I've been going for the last 21 years, so it's probably the third 25, 30 trips that I've taken.
All right. What is the biggest thing that most people who have only seen China on television do not understand?
Well, it's one big place. I mean, you figure they've got a billion more people than we have here. And it's changing rapidly. I mean, a lot of people want to think of China as water buffaloes or the Olympic. It's that and everything in between. 300 or 400 million people that have risen out of abject poverty over the last two or three decades. Cities that have sprouted up that are just enormous. And that they're not content just to be the factory of the world and do the low-end manufacturing. They truly are looking to be the innovation nation, and that's a challenge for all of us.
We have had a lot of discussion of China in this political campaign, and in your mind, in some cases, unfairly so.
Well, I think that we need to take a look at what is transpiring. Look, we are living in a hyper-competitive, transformational, disruptive knowledge economy where jobs and ideas move around the world effortlessly. And to think that somehow or another that we're going to remain the state where you used to be able to drop out of school and to step into the factory floor and step into a middle-class lifestyle are gone. And it's not coming back. And I don't care if it's, the angriest mayor that gets elected or the one tough nerd. This is the way of the world. This is our new reality. What we make of it is up to us. And who's going to benefit in the 21st century, who's really going to thrive and strive, is going to be the individual, the state, and the nation that truly invest in the human capital, making sure that we are the brain bank of the world. That's going to make the difference in the 21st century, not who can produce the number of widgets.
Someone told me not too long ago, Tom, that China may never be America's best friend, but there's no reason it should be their worst enemy.
It's absolutely true. I mean, we see that as the Chinese middle class expands. And I was listening today, Bob King and the UAW new president talking about this. As they expand and they develop their middle class, that's going to create hope and opportunity for us here. You know, that Buick plant there and Oldsmobile plant in Lansing are number one sellers in China. In fact, we are exporting those cars made in Lansing to the People's Republic of China. They need everything from our food crops to our intellectual capital here, and we can make sure that their rise doesn't come in our demise if we have smart and bold leaders in the state of Michigan.
Why does it seem, probably because it's true, that the Chinese are devoted to building a middle class, which has been largely non-existent, and the middle class here is often under assault?
Well, it's one of the things in China is that the Chinese leaders, from going back into the dynasties, have a mandate from heaven. And that mandate, if you will, is appeasing and keeping that the peasantry, the large amount of people in China happy. The way that they've done that, there's a trade-off. They don't have the freedoms, the total freedoms that we have here in this country, but their economic lifestyle has changed remarkably. And as long as they continue to do that, I think the people will allow the current regime to stay in power. So they have got a tremendous incentive to create jobs for that hungry middle class that's searching for their equivalent of the American dream.
Aside from the American dream and the American middle class, what's the greatest lesson that China can learn from the United States?
Well, I think that they can learn a number of things from us. And when I go to China, inevitably, whether it's the Minister of Education, to a teacher, to a young person on the street, they want to know how we create the Bill Gates of the world. How do we create the Henry Fords? They're particularly interested in the issues of creativity, mm-hmm. innovation, entrepreneurialism.
We don't think of creativity in China in the same sentence often.
Well, it's not. They've been very good and have historically been very good at copying and find ways to make better mm-hmm. or cheaper than made elsewhere. Right. But they're leaving that behind, and their goal is to continue to create brands, either by purchasing them, i.e. Geely, mm-hmm. a Chinese car company, just purchased Volvo. But we should also celebrate that, because if that car company, Volvo, would have gone out of existence, hundreds of thousands of people perhaps across the country would have lost their jobs, from the kid that washes the car at the dealership to the salespeople, the accountants, the lawyers, the ad people and the like. So their purchase is keeping jobs here, and that's what we have to work on and make sure that their rise doesn't come in our demise, and that can happen with smart, thoughtful global leadership.
Tom, we have less than a minute to go, but we heard Mike Flanagan, former state superintendent of schools yesterday, talk about 220 school days in China. It's that way in many parts of Africa. And now less than 180 here in many districts down in the 160s. Do we have to reevaluate that?
Absolutely. We need to restructure, reform, and reinvent public education. To sit here and to think that we can just maintain the way that we have been and that we're going to stay on the top of the heap is absolute foolishness. We need to change as though our lives and our livelihoods depend on it, because it does.
Tom Watkins, U.S.-China and education consultant, our guest, and he is getting ready to leave tomorrow for Beijing. Tom, we'll talk to you from there, and maybe you can run into Zach while you're in China.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much. Take care, Jim.
All right. We'll be back with Hour 2 in just a couple of moments. And we're going to talk with Kirk Cousins, Michigan State quarterback, coming up. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.